There are lots of places in the world, all different, some strange. But there's one thing every country has, people and ghosts. And this is a story about a man who played a guitar in a city called Paramaribo in Suriname, which is in Dutch Guiana, which is in South America, which is in the Southern Hemisphere, which is on this world, which has many strange things on it. Now this man in Paramaribo played a guitar, and he played it very well. He would play it in the streets, and the people liked it so much, they would pay just to hear him play. He was probably the best guitar player in the whole country. Whenever anyone gave a party, they would ask the man to come and play. And he would play until very late in the night. And then he would walk to a small house, put away his guitar because it was a very good guitar. Probably the very best in the whole country. And the next day he would get up, polish his guitar, and go back into the streets and play some more. One day, the richest man in Paramaribo came to see him. "My friend," the richest man said, "I am having a party, and it wouldn't be a party without you to play." The guitar player was flattered and said he would come, of course. The night of the party came. The huge house was filled with people, and the guitar player was there. "My friends," the rich man called out, "the best guitar player in the whole world will play for us." He played better than he had ever played before. And he played until it was very, very late. And when the party was over, he walked home. It was a very dark night, and he played the guitar as he walked. He played softly to keep his mind off the dark, dark night. There was a sound from the bushes behind him. He turned and saw a man he had never seen before. "That is a very good guitar," the man told him. "I wonder if you would let me play it." Well, it was dark. The man was a stranger. And the guitar player was all alone. So he said, "Of course." And he gave the man the guitar. Better than even the man. He played it so well that the guitar was amazed. And when the stranger was finished playing, the man told him that he had never heard better playing in his whole life. "Naturally," the stranger said, "I was a guitar player before I died." And the guitar player ran. And the stranger ran after him, calling, "Hey, you forgot your guitar. Keep it," the guitar player yelled, and he ran. And the stranger ran after him. "Your guitar," he kept calling. And the guitar player ran faster and faster. And the stranger ran faster and faster until the guitar player ran into his own house and slammed the door, lit all the lights, and pulled down all the shades. And then began to wonder if he had really seen what he thought he had seen. Was there really a stranger who had played his guitar? Of course not, he thought to himself. It's all a dream. When he looked for his guitar, it wasn't there. I must have left it at the party, he thought to himself. And finally fell asleep. The next morning, he opened his door to go back to the rich man's house for his guitar. And there, on the doorstep, was the guitar. Here's your guitar, a voice said. And the man never played his guitar again.